Listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. Broome residents can soon fly directly to Singapore. Jetstar announcing the return service, taking off twice a week between June and October. Tickets are now on sale, starting at $145. A main Kimberley road is expected to reopen next month after being closed for more than 2 weeks due to flooding. Gibb River Road left damaged with repairs underway after a culvert collapsed. Another boost to labour productivity suggests we've returned to productivity normal. The Productivity Commission has recorded a 0.5% increase in the December quarter. Deputy Chair Alex Robson says this marks the end of the COVID productivity bubble.
Labour productivity rose significantly at the start of the pandemic as workers temporarily moved away from relatively low productivity sectors before declining as lockdown restrictions eased.
Around 5,000 people have signed a petition against tourism operation restrictions at Horizontal Falls. It follows the state government's planned ban to boats and seaplanes crossing through the falls due to safety concerns and wishes of traditional owners. More than 1.7 million Aussie campers are preparing to hit the road this long weekend. Luke Chippendale from the Caravan Industry Association of Australia is calling on travellers to keep safety front of mind.
Making sure you're well rested, making sure you've got your rest stops planned, because we encourage everyone to stop every 2 hours. Even do the kids have entertainment within the car so they're not acting as a distraction on the way.
In sport, a Broome fishing team has reeled in the title at the Exmouth Game fishing competition earlier this month. EZT spending more than 12 hours in the water over the six-day competition, finishing on 2,400 points with 5 marlin and 2 sailfish catches. The majority champion boat team taking home a share in $150,000 in prize money. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.